This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We'll get to T. Mill's best bets. Like I said, he's had a green day both Monday and Tuesday, and he's getting hot, so stay with him there. All right, Clint, some people texting in here. Man, Denver is good, but the Texans will make Bo Nix trash and bust their ass. Our guys here on YouTube and Twitch, Brandon and Frank, they're going back and forth. Texans win by 7. They don't have a lot of experience playing without Patrick Surtain, and the Texans have too much momentum going right now. And I would just say, damn, man, that momentum just happened this week.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully. I think the Texans absolutely can win this game. Right? We've watched the Denver Broncos play games this year where the Texans definitely can get them. The Jets, the Giants, we've watched those games. So I do think there's a chance, but I don't know if we're looking at momentum or anything like that. We'll see.
Yeah, look, there is no doubt. D'Amico Ryans in this defense, I think one of the things, I'm obviously a great defense, so you're confident in a lot of things, but one of them is, when you get a young quarterback that's going up against this defense, I mean, odds are they're not going to handle it well, right? Even if you are a guy that can move around a little bit like Bo Nix can, odds are you're not going to handle it well. There's a lot of disguising. There's some really good players. There's a front, both stylistically and player-wise, some of the best in the league that can create chaos around the quarterback. The physicality could become a problem. One hit and you change the game. So I don't doubt that Bo Nix can – that D'Amico Ryans can make Bo Nix look very, very –
ordinary,
run of the mill, yeah, ordinary, and so I don't doubt that one bit. But I know Sean Payton. I've been in a quarterback meeting room with him.
He'll have a plan.
There is nobody that is more cutting edge. There's nobody that has a wider range of ways to attack a defense. There's nobody that looks at whoever the duck is on this defense will absolutely get attacked. There will be a plan that, like, when it comes to plans, a lot of things that we've complained about with the offensive coordinators here in Houston over the years of, there will be a plan. If they are struggling on third down, there will be an adjustment that will be made, and you're going to have to stop a new approach to third down. If they're struggling in the red zone, they're not going to sit there and just keep doing the same old crap over and over and over again. His ability to adjust is as good as anybody's in the league. And I think D'Amico Ryans spoke of it. Like, the variety that you face when you face a Sean Payton offense is as
he said, volume, a lot of volume, yeah, of offense.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know how to defend. You got to know how to align and assign to any and every kind of formation and motion, and you're gonna get it thrown at you. So I mean, it's gonna be.
I think the Texans are gonna give them problems, right?
No, they're gonna give
everybody problems.
Yeah.
And when you say momentum, to me, I don't think that applies to the defense, because I don't know that I really believe in momentum that much. But I guess I think the defense just has it no matter what. I mean, we've watched them all year. The defense, you've got to be applying that to the offense. And I think there is still a we'll see.
Yeah.
With them. Well, I mean, I don't know that you expect what we saw against the Niners, that you should completely expect that.
We've been okey-doked with this group already this year before the Seattle game. You know, come out, you play two good games, and you've seen some good product. You got 15 days to prepare, and you go out there and just piss down your leg. And so, we've been okey-doked already. Now, obviously, two weeks later, 14 days more preparation, eight quarters of football that you got reps, and things can change. So we'll see. I mean, it's just the reality of it. Here's to me, this is what it boils down to in the matchup too, is like, can our offense in any way, shape or form make Bo Nix and Sean Payton uncomfortable, right? Is this a game where Bo Nix and Sean Payton can come in here, do their thing, punt on fourth down, not be real aggressive, take field goals and feel good about it, and be real comfortable against our defense. Even though our defense is great at making you uncomfortable, can they come in here and just kind of know that the Texans' offense ain't going to do much? Never really feel threatened. Know that if they score 17 points, they're going to win, right? Or does our offense apply pressure to Sean and Bo Nix of like, hey, man, y'all better take some risk. Y'all better do something against this defense, because we're going to put some pressure on you. That is ultimately what this thing's going to boil down to for me is, you know, if Sean Payton and him can come in here and play a B game, just don't turn it over. And if our offense never makes him uncomfortable, and it may be a one-score game at the end of the game, but we've seen it before. Like, you never felt threatened. You just were real comfortable the whole game. Or can you make them uncomfortable? And if you make them uncomfortable, who knows what can happen?
Yeah, can they replicate what they were able to do just stylistically? Stylistically, man, they held on to the ball. They converted first downs throughout. They held on time of possession, and they kept, control of the line of scrimmage and the game. And next thing you know, man, they've got a 9-play drive here, an 18-play drive here, a 12-play drive, 11-play drive, and just control the game. You know, is that the formula? Is that what they are going to try to replicate? And can they do it against a team like Denver? We'll see. And to me, the defensive end is not the one that I'm concerned about. Like, again, I'd be surprised if Denver comes in here offensively and gets going. Like, it gets going big time. It's the other side.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it's the other side. All right. Let's get to the best bets. As I said, T. Mill, he's 6 of 10 this week. In the green, 60%, 2-3 for 5 nights. What you got tonight?
Yeah, more NBA picks. We're hitting right on the mark we always
staying away from
for.
That World Series, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to watch it, so I might as well not give the people best bets.
That's fair.
But we're hitting that number we always aim for through 2 days, 60%. We're 6 for 10. Ha, nice. Sports Radio 610. You get it wrong?
Yeah, I do.
I thought.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, five picks.
It was the... Nice.
Five picks again tonight around the NBA. Here they are very quickly. First, Boston Celtics +3.5. They are hosting the Cavs. Next, more points. The Kings, +5.5 at the Chicago Bulls. Third pick, more points. Ron's Lakers, +7 at the Timberwolves. In that same game, I'm on the under. Lakers at T-Wolves, under 226 points. And then another under to round things out. Magic at the Pistons this evening, under 228.5 in that one. Those are your five best bets.
Boy, I think the Lakers are going to get ripped to shreds tonight, boy. I think they're going to get their ass kicked. They've already beaten this Timberwolves team.
More than seven?
I don't know, man. I just can't expect that Austin Reeves is going to continue this pace. He followed up that 51-point outfit with something 40-something the next night in a loss to the Trailblazers. And they're in Minnesota, a team that they just beat last week. I don't know. I'm hoping with you.
Let's get this money.
I definitely take the under. I like that 226. I'll take the under on that.
It makes me feel a little better. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Celtics, Cavs. Okay. I don't know about that one either.
I'll be honest with you, T. I don't know about any of them.
Oh, man.
And that's not a negative. I don't mean either way.
I like the under. Lakers and T-Wolves. I like that one the most.
So drive family, tail that one.
For sure.
Yeah,
huh?
Tail that one, yeah. Yeah. And tail us to Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow.
Yeah, 290, baby. Up 290 right. Way, Cypress, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Come on out. Hang out with us.
Come on.
Yeah, do your thing on Thirsty Thursday. We'll have a good time, as we always do, and you can have a good time joining us.
I'm going to eat me some old tenders, Tyler. Some old Tyler's tenders. I've been into tenders lately. I gave you a really hard time about it, man. I've probably eaten tenders about eight times.
I think it's every time here.
I mean, it's about eight times in the last probably 3 months, man.
That breast meat's good.
I'm not going to go with them little bitty beers you drink, but I'm going to tell you, man, them tenders, they're getting them finger foods. Easy to eat now. Clean.
Shout out to Benjamin Albright for joining us. Shout out to D'Amico and CJ in their own way joining us.
That's right.
Today here on The Drive. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Ben, we appreciate you joining us. And by the way, I heard right before we got on that Clint Sterner won you a fantasy football league.
Would you have the Giants defense in 2001 or what?
No, I started Clint Sterner over Rich Gannon. This was October 28th of 2001.
I'll be damned. You got to be kidding me.
From 2001. Yes, we all believe.
Clint Sterner, second year in the NFL, his first regular season start.
Yeah, and he's not a tall guy. They list him at 6'2", but there's no way. I think he'd be lucky to be 6 foot.
Trainer called him Opie on the way out when we were visiting on Friday, so that gives you any indication.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.